You're listening to Safety Corner, powered by TCL and S1, for workers, by workers. Online and in-person health and safety programs and training available in 10-plus languages. Reach out to them at www.mys1.ca and DM them at my_S1 for more information.
Boatard, Mr. Manny.
It's the second time I think we've done a boatard.
These afternoon ones are a little different than the morning ones.
It's a different vibe.
Sure. It's definitely a different vibe.
Different vibe. So what's going to happen today, Phil? What's going on today? You got a safety vest on today.
Yeah, I got a safety vest. You got a hard hat on.
And why do I have a hard hat on and you don't have a hard hat on yet?
Because I'm the safety guy.
You like my capacet, bro?
Oh, there. We got a guest. We got a guest star today.
Tosh Bo Manel. How are you, Manel?
We're going to find out if I'm good.
Double.
Yeah, it turns out that we got a little problem. One of your workers, Manny, was not tied off.
Who?
Well, we got some pictures. And
there's no phones on our job site.
We got some pictures, and today I'm going to be the inspector that caught a worker not tied off. And you're the foreman. And our special guest star today is the worker that got caught not tied off.
Zemina.
I end up sabbing all of these. I end up sabbing English, major.
All right. Well, let's get
in. Can you show us the...
Let's get into it.
What proof do you have? What photographs do you have
here? All right. So,
I don't understand what you're saying.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the time to see me out of your busy job site today and coming down to the shack. I brought both of you guys down here today, and just to introduce myself, my name is Philip Ferrer. I'm the safety for the job site, and we have some issues here that we need to resolve and discuss. So first of all, what company do you guys work for? I'll be taking some notes here just to...
It's called The Construction Life Construction.
The Construction Life Construction, okay.
La vida de construction.
And we got two guys here with us today, and you, sir... your name, please.
Zemanel Pacheco Melo.
How do you spell that?
M-E-L-O.
I know how to spell English.
Okay. What language would do you speak, sir?
Espanol.
80% Portuguese, 20% Manja Kick.
I see. So Portuguese.
Fala português.
Fala português, sim, senhor. Fala português.
Okay. And yourself, you're the foreman of this worker?
Yes.
This yes, bro.
Sim, yes.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Okay, you're the foreman of this worker. That's fine.
It's my boss, the best boss. It's number one Canada.
Well, we're going to get to it.
What proof do you have? What?
Wait. First, before we talk about proof, sir, I need your full name.
My full name?
I need your full name, please.
I'm a Melo, too.
My boy, Javish.
So,
familia.
Your full name, sir?
João. João Melo.
Can you spell that for me, please?
J-O-A-O-M-E-L-O.
Okay, João Melo.
Melo.
Triple O.
The best in Canada.
All right.
Viva Melo.
And your worker's name here. He told me his name, but I didn't quite understand. What name
is... Manuel. Just call him Manuel.
Manuel.
Zé Manuel.
So M-A-N-U-A-L. A.L. Manuel.
Yes.
All right, Manuel.
Okay, so I'm still waiting for this. What? Kicks it?
Enough is not. This guy talks mentiras. I'm finishing my cabeça, caray.
I didn't quite understand what you said, but if you guys don't mind, I'm going to be...
He's just saying it's a very lovely day today, and he's glad that you're on the job site right now.
Tell him I said thank you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So, a few questions. So...
A few.
We were on site today, and your worker here was observed working at heights higher than 10 feet, not tied off. So I have a couple questions, and I just want to confirm a few things before we proceed. First, is this you, sir, here in the picture? Can you ask him if that's him, please?
Como é que esse cara vê a fotografia? It's my friend. I listen to this day, Jorge Ferreira. And I climbed this calf, and I'm very happy. I'm saying hi to my boss, João.
He's saying that that's not a real photograph, and someone photoshopped it.
I see. So that's what he's saying. Is this him? Yes or no?
Sorry?
Is this him?
It's him, but that's not him in the real situation.
Okay.
That's not even our job site. That's not even Canada.
Yes. this is a Mozambique, and this is a Marimão Francisco.
All right. Well, you guys are saying it's not him. Well,
I'm saying that it's not him, okay, not our just job site, not our country, not our city.
We got a couple more pictures.
Okay, let's just see.
We got a couple more pictures here.
He's saying that he has a twin brother.
A twin brother, I see.
And that works.
Does he work for this company also?
No, he doesn't.
No?
Part-time.
He's on site. Okay. So we got this other picture here. Is this you, sir, working on the roof on the other side of the job site?
I'm going to say...
No.
Can you ask him if it's him, please?
What's it?
Yeah.
No.
This is my brother. He worked the shingles. The roof.
All these guys are your brother.
I already
can
know.
Can you ask
the
him if all these guys are his brother?
It thinks this thing, and I can't find out problems. And I can't problems. And I want problems. It's my brother.
Okay.
I know what the next question is going to be. What are the names of the brothers?
We're getting there. We're going to get there. You guys, I'm hoping you guys are being honest and truthful with me, but we're going to keep on trying our best here.
Okay. Are you? If it's ever done, keep it alive.
No.
All right. One more picture.
That's not even Canada.
Okay.
This looks like Jane Wilson. And I want to know, is this you, sir?
This is me. This is me since new. Yes. Yes.
He's saying it's him. Yes.
Okay.
This is me.
So a few questions here. First, and if you don't mind, can you please translate? Do you have any fall protection equipment? Can you translate for him, please?
It's a fall protection. Fall protection.
Say that in Portuguese.
Say you can fall protection. Say
fall harness and lifelines.
No, but how do you say that in Portuguese?
Oh, well, you're the supervisor. How do you translate safety information to this worker?
Don't say nothing. Harness. This
harness. Yes, sir.
I tell him to go to my_S1 and to sign up to learn how to, because you guys teach in Portuguese.
Well, hey, listen, there's a lot of places that teach a lot of things, but one thing's for sure. We just want to make sure that the workers have the necessary
equipment. He's saying he has it.
Okay.
But it wasn't on him.
I see.
When he was going through the airport to go to that country to do that job.
All right. Well, it turns out that I have another picture here. I just want to confirm. Like, this is the last photo that I have. I just want to confirm again that this is, in fact, this worker here.
It's his brother.
It's his brother, and his brother's on site today. Is he here in the room with us?
I make correction. This is me. Yes. This day I listen to the song "We Are Champion."
Okay.
And yeah. I walk on the bridge, and I feel invisible.
He's admitting that it's him.
Yes. This is me.
And he did it against.
So you speak a little English.
A little bit.
20%.
Okay. 50%.
Okay. All right.
It's 50 now.
50%. I get better today.
Okay. So we understand that you were working up here.
Yes, my friend.
And quite possibly your brother, that's your twin, is on site also. I'm going to have to ask you guys to bring him in if he exists.
They were triplets. Yes,
he's our triplets.
They were
now.
Triplets, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, this guy looks exactly like you.
Exactly.
And fortunately, I took this picture. And also fortunately, the other guys that I spoke to identified it as you in this picture. So that being said, gentlemen.
So I've got a question.
Did you understand what I said, sir?
Before your question,
please. Do you mind explaining to this worker that he requires to be tied off? How can you explain health and safety information to your Portuguese workers?
I don't. That's what I do.
I capiche.
You capiche?
I capiche okay. What you say, my friend. I capiche.
Okay, my question for you, Zeminel.
Talk to me, my friend.
Harness. Do you have a harness?
He says he has a harness.
I have a friend named Ernest.
Not Ernest. Harness.
Oh, I thought
harness. You put it on.
I think you're talking about my friend Ernest.
Okay.
Oh, Harnest.
No, I still have
I'm
a question.
I'm very Ernest. I'm honest right now.
Mr. Foreman, go ahead. What's your question?
So you're saying that you took this picture today.
It is today, with my black and white camera.
And how did you get this angle?
Well, I was standing very far away, and I zoomed in while I was behind the guardrail system.
That doesn't look like it was zoomed in.
It was zoomed in.
Do you remember seeing him there?
Eu tenho razão. I see the guy. If you tirar a fotografia.
Okay, enough. Para.
Okay. Mr. Foreman, do you have safety equipment here on site?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Where is your safety equipment located?
It's in the van.
In the van. And how many harnesses do you have in the van?
Seven.
How many workers do you have on site?
Six.
I see. So you have an extra harness.
Yes.
That's good. Are all your workers required to wear working at heights, or let me rephrase that, sorry. Do all of your workers wear fall protection equipment, fall arrest, or travel restraint system when they're working at heights? How long have you been a supervisor,
boss,
sir?
You the boss, João.
This is my second day.
You the boss, João.
I see. Well, listen, guys.
What was the last question? The other one before that?
I wanted to know how long you've been a supervisor.
No, before that one.
Are all your workers required to wear fall protection
equipment?
Yes,
they're all required to wear.
I see. Yes. Do you have working at heights training, sir?
No.
Do you have working at heights?
Yes, my friend, yes. 100%.
That's why he's at the heights.
Your English is getting a lot better, and the more and more I ask you questions. I know a couple of Portuguese words too. I dated this girl once, and she talked to me, and she
Portuguese
told me about
girl.
Portuguese girl, yeah, and she introduced me to natas, pastel de natas.
Ah, it's the best, man. Those number
they're
one.
Really good.
It's number one na padaria Brazil.
Do you have
best.
A picture of that?
The pastel de natas? I do
him
not.
Him eating them up at the high rise there?
Unfortunately, no. No, I caught them after lunch.
I still don't believe that you zoomed in on that one.
Well,
but that's
listen,
okay.
Unfortunately.
And I don't believe that those other ones were Toronto.
Well, listen, I
the Construction Life construction projects.
I feel like we have some evidence here.
I feel it's been doctored.
A lot of feelings going on today.
João, tu tens razão. Esse gajo está a fazer facarão. Esse gajo está a fazer brincadeira.
Listen, guys, we got a problem here. Okay, and the problem is we have workers on site working at heights.
We have one worker on site working at
heights.
Guys, you might want to get some of your story correct here. I'm getting a little confused on how many workers on site. How many harnesses do you have in the truck again?
Seven. And workers on site, six.
And how many lifelines?
Seven.
How many anchors?
Seven.
That's excellent. You guys using any of them?
Most of the time.
Come see, come saw.
Is there any reason why you guys weren't using them today?
It was photo day at the job site.
All right. Do you mind asking Zemmanuel over there why he didn't wear his harness today?
It's uncomfortable. Eu não queria usar aquela merda. Fude-me a pescoço tudo.
He says it bothers his neck.
Yes.
And it's uncomfortable.
E dá-me chão.
And he gets a rash from it.
Yes,
or
sore ass.
Could have been from the girl that he dated last night.
Ai, Jesus, no. Não me age. Não me age.
Well, I don't know about that stuff, but I can't tell you.
Eu não queria usar harnesht. I'm very honest. I didn't want to use the harnesht.
I see.
Manada.
His brother's name is Ernest.
I'm getting a little confused here, guys. The story doesn't seem like it's adding up, but we do have this picture, and we do have a problem. And the problem is that we have a bunch of workers that are not tied off. So what's going to happen, gentlemen? First, I'm going to need some more information. I'm going to need to know the name of the constructor, how long you guys have been on this project. I would like to see any procedures you have for fall protection. I would like to see your guardrail setup. I would like to see all your working at heights training cards. And I would like to see your harnesses, lifelines, and any inspections you guys have done on those fall protection equipment. Does anybody have an issue with that, or
no,
are we
no,
good?
Not at all.
No, you have all
van.
Of that
Everything's
stuff?
In the van. I'm going to go to the van. I'll go get it all from the van.
And the working at heights training cards. How are these guys expected to be working at heights if they don't have training cards?
They
or they're not
accurate?
You
have your card.
Do you have a training?
No?
Have you taken working at heights, Zemanel?
Zemanuel Pacheco Melo.
Zemanuel Pacheco Melo.
Yes, not play games with me, bro.
Okay. I just
safety
wanted to
confirm. Safety guy. I don't know that's a safety guy, man. I'm a fudder my cabeza.
I know that word. I know that word.
He says he likes you a lot. He doesn't mind you being on site.
I see. I'm a fudder my cabeça, man.
Okay. Thank you.
He likes you really a lot.
Thank you.
I bring my safety car. yard. I work in high rise. I work in the construction 10 years. I have all the cartage, no problem. I have my measuring tape.
He's always wearing his harness. He's got all the right paperwork.
This is the small one. This is for the small PVC. It's the bestish. This is the best second one. Brand new second hand, Stanley. I measure the 2x4.
He sometimes uses the tape measure as a harness.
Yes, thank you very much.
And is that the training that your company provides? Tape measures for harnesses?
It's not even my company.
You're just a foreman?
Yes. Second day.
And
notice how my story is always staying the same. It hasn't changed.
No, it's good. I would assume that you're lying.
DJ El Conejent Panya Sadas in Wise.
It's part of our health kit.
Is that part of your first aid kit?
Yes.
For the sawdust, we use the staff to take.
I have no idea why it's on this table right now, but it's part of our help.
I see.
It should be in the van with all the harnesses. All
right. Safety gauge.
Well, guys,
everything safety is the best.
Can we go back to work?
No one's going back to work.
Can we go back to work? Can his brothers go back to work?
Nobody is going back to work.
Can his cousins go back to work?
Everything is shut down. Everything.
Nobody can go back to work.
We're shutting it all down.
Nobody can go back to work.
Until we get some answers to these questions, gentlemen.
We've answered every single question.
Well, in the meantime.
Truthfully.
Which is important.
Yes.
Which is important. And I thank you guys for answering my questions today. So you guys are going to be catching some orders. Okay, and the orders you guys are going to be
going fishing.
Yeah, you're going fishing, and you got a big one.
Can make carted safety or not? Care in a pseudo scotch, man.
So what did he say? Sorry, can you just explain?
He's just asking if you want his card.
Which card is that?
His safety. Oh,
safety card.
Oh yeah, safety card. Yeah, that's the one I want to take a look at. Yeah, whichever safety cards you have, pull them all out. I'd like to see all of them if you have them.
DJL, my safety card is tem tudo numa carta. Tem tudo só nessa carta.
He's got a universal safety card.
One, yes. Just one that captures everything. I've seen some of those safety cards before.
Because I work in Canada 12 days and I speak like a 20. Number one, Canada.
You're doing pretty good for being in Canada for 12 days.
Thank you. Do you have some dust in your eyes?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Thank you very much.
I clean for you, bro.
So,
I
back too. To the orders, gentlemen. So,
what orders are we going to get?
Unfortunately,
guys,
let's
he's going to order a pizza.
Guys, let's take it down a few notches here. We got to figure some things out here before anybody gets back to work.
Oh, cheers.
All right.
Marika Meeg.
Coffee.
What are you guys? Coffee. What are you guys drinking there?
Kakua.
Kakua. I don't know what kakua is.
Café.
Is that iced coffee?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's good. Yes, I hope you guys don't have any alcohol here on site today.
No, it's at Tim Hortz.
It's all safety harnesses in the van.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. All right, well, gentlemen, like I said, there's just a few more things here. We're going to be writing some orders to make sure that you guys have all the... Let me explain it to you. I'm going to explain it to you very clearly. We're going to be getting... your company's going to be receiving some orders today to ensure that everyone is adequately trained and send this gentleman back for retraining because obviously, you know...
Fuck. Do his brothers have to go back?
Yeah, all of these guys. Listen, I spent the whole week tracking you down, my friend. A lot of pictures.
His
and
cousin?
This guy in particular.
Eu não fiz nada. Estava vindo o Jorge Ferreira, tirou o harness e começou a andar em cima daquele beam.
Can you translate that?
He's saying that Rick Ashley is his best singer and he loves listening to it. Rick Ashley. He loves the Portuguese Rick Ashley.
I don't know who that guy is, man.
Ele dança naquele high beam.
He's never going to give up.
All right.
High rise and safety first.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are in some good spirits, but...
we're answering every single question. We're totally complying with everything.
I'm just about to rain on your parade. That's all. And so you guys are going back to school. We're going to send you back for some retraining. And one last question, Mr. Supervisor. Do you have a supervisor training? Have you been trained as a supervisor?
No, you asked me that question.
Did I? I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I told you it was my second day.
It was your second day. And no training for
no
you.
No training.
You know, do any of you guys have like basics, like WIMIS or like working awareness? Training or something that? Can you ask him, please, if you don't mind? I wasn't sure if he understood or not.
É que capisco um bocadinho. Eu estava perguntando se tem o EMA, se tem isso tudo. Ele tem isso tudo. Ele mete gasolinas no garrafa de Gatorade para a gente.
Gatorade?
Yeah, gasoline.
That's the only word I understood.
A gente mete gasoline na garrafa de Gatorade e a gente mete na serra. Na serra, porque está a ferro.
Oh, so you're working with the forming guys?
Yes, cement.
Oh, look at this guy understands. Cement. I'm glad.
Strong like wool.
It's good stuff, man.
I learned Portuguese and the English and the job site.
So let me ask you a question, and if you don't mind, please translate it. I don't know how well your Portuguese.
Something about fucking gasoline in the saw.
Yes, I see.
Well, we the gasolina, the gasolina.
That's a good song, man. That's
the best
song.
Reggaeton number one.
Can you ask him if you don't mind, just so I can kind of gauge his understanding of the health and safety equipment and the fall protection equipment he needs? Can you ask him to name me four components of a fall arrest system?
Except none of these. Four components. Okay.
Quatre
components. High rising.
New safety. Health and safety.
Four Quatre. Components. The high rising.
Tie of a off. Fall protection system.
In fall English. In yeah.
Here, I'll give you guys. Saying harness.
okay, harness. That's one. Good job.
Harnessed. Ernest.
Lifeline?
Lifeline.
Yeah, thank you.
Lifeline?
Thank you very much.
Is that how you say it in Portuguese? I didn't know.
Lifeline?
Yeah. Oh, lifeline.
Portuguese
lifeline
is a mix of verbal words and hand signals.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so
that's, do the lifeline signal.
Harness
again.
And lifeline?
Lifeline signal.
Innocent.
Do we have
English.
Any, you guys, any other name for components of a fall arrest system?
Four components, man.
Or a travel restraint system?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's right. Travel restraint.
No?
Travel restraint system. Yeah, I think do is because.
What's that? What are you
the
doing
collapsible,
there?
The collapsible. Yeah.
What is that?
What's that called? What's that
I don't
called?
Know. You guys tell me.
Retractable. Did you retractable?
Oh, retractable. Okay. Yeah.
The part that gets connected to the lifeline.
Yeah, connected.
Okay.
Okay.
It's connected to the harness.
The
what's that called?
You make a tie
no.
Like
it's something I expect you guys to know.
Yeah. No. We're testing you too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, we need one more component.
What's the fourth one? One more component?
Yeah. You guys have named three, I think. Lifelines?
Escadas.
Ladder? Why ladder? No.
I make for the ladder to go in the beam.
No, isn't the last one?
You guys got to tell me. Are you guys working pretty high?
In a tunnel, to buy in a kafala. Yeah, okay. I want to talk for safety.
How about anchors? Have you guys ever heard of an anchor?
That's it. That's the last one.
Is that? That's the last one.
Yeah, that's the last one.
All right. So we're going to go with you guys got 3 out of 4, correct?
Hey, well, anchor, tie a new
bar. We have 7 anchors. Miguel.
Yeah, well, you know what? Based on those questions, I think you guys need to go back for some retraining.
But they're all in the van.
And let me ask you guys another question, or let me ask you, Mr. Foreman, specifically. When you do, or first, do you do any safety talks on site? I know it's your second day.
I did it twice.
Okay. And how do you communicate those safety talks to the workers that don't speak any English?
We start off with a little bit of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we start speaking. And then we talk about the work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get suited up and then they're sent on the job site. What they do while they're up there, when I'm not up there, is totally not on me.
Oh, it's literally on you. It's literally on you. But
I'm
appreciate
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry, Joel.
It's literally. Have you read that section, Duties and Responsibilities of a Supervisor?
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
but
I'm going to have to send you back
with
to class.
The fact that those photographs were doctored, I think.
Well, you might have time enough to explain it to a judge.
Okay. All right. What are the orders that we're getting?
So you guys are catching some orders.
Not
oh, you understand? Did
not
you understand
yet.
That word, judge?
Judge, cadeia, não quero ir para cadeia. In a fish, not. It's not me. It's my brother.
Okay,
my brother is São Miguel.
Vamos para
a escola. No Mozambique.
We're gonna send you guys back for training, and we're gonna be writing a couple additional orders here once we take a look at your equipment and some retraining for you guys. More importantly, the retraining component.
Can the retraining happen in the van?
No. You're gonna have to go to class, and it's a full day class. You guys already taking work at Heights, no?
Both of us and his brothers?
Tem que ir para a escola, João. Tem que ir para a escola.
Everybody.
Eu não quero ir para a escola, mano.
Sim.
Eu estou fedido com esse caralho de gajo, safety gajo, porra, mano. Epa, mano.
All right, well, listen.
He's looking forward to school.
Is that what
he's really looking forward to school.
Diz-lhe, vamos estar ele a minha mesange, my birthday, na tape.
He thinks his penis is that big, but it's not.
I see. Well, we're not talking about that today. Fortunately, we're talking about the life and death situations.
It's for my birthday, 12.
All right.
12, December, number 5.
So,
yes.
The last thing I'm going to need for you guys before I kind of let you guys go on your way.
Sawdust in the eye?
No, I'm good for sawdust, but like I said, your English is getting better and better.
Safety first, bro.
Yeah, that's important. What I'm going to be asking you, gentlemen, is for a couple pieces of identification. Do you have
for
identification?
What purpose?
I'm going to need your information off your ID, sir.
Does it have to be our ID?
It is. Ask Zemanel there for his identification.
Think procura dessa card. Não sei,
Nectar.
You must have some ID there, sir. But again, how long have you been in the country?
12 days.
12 days.
Notice like how our stories have really stuck clearly.
Very good. 12 days in the car, they speak like a 20. Easy. I have you a sawdust in my eye.
You guys are doing good.
Our stories are very good.
All right, IDs, let's go, guys. I got
we
things to do.
We haven't lied about a single thing.
This card has everything. It has all of his
training, all his certifications.
Does he not have a piece of identification?
He has COVID. He has COVID. COVID, the booster, safety, everything.
Oh, yeah.
He carted license, health card.
That's his health card, everything. He's got everything.
Safety first.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mamik.
I just want to make sure that I have all the spelling correct here.
Do you need his
brother's
cards too?
And your addresses.
Vashimogash,
And that's good. Okay, guys, listen, we're going to be wrapping this up. I got your identifications here.
Tem uma present para mim, right? O que é que isso está dizendo? Wrapping up. Eu tenho um presente.
Em Natal.
Ah, Christmas time, present. Wrapping.
Wrapping, yes. Wrapping.
He's got
a
gift for you.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does. He has a gift for you.
Me or for...
No, I got gifts for you guys.
Hey, que gosh, presents.
I got presents for you guys today.
Hey, gosh, that's as coisas, man. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
So, the presents I have for you guys today is some tickets.
Okay, tickets for what? For Jorge Freire.
I'm gonna. No, who's this? George.
I told you the Portuguese Rick Ashley.
Tickets for what? Daddy Yankee.
I'm a little confused. Is another worker on site?
Rick Ashley?
No, George. What did you say,
George Freire? It's a Dodger for like tickets.
No. He's just on.
Comme gente, comme
he's on the radio. When they listen to music. That's what it is.
All right. Well, you guys.
So he's excited about going to the concert because you're giving him tickets to that concert.
Tickets, yeah. George Freire.
No,
gente, comme
no, those aren't the tickets I'm giving you guys. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know.
He just wants to know what seats are they front row.
Oh yeah, they're definitely front row.
Front row.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
George Freire.
Can you tell him the ticket that I'm going to be giving him is $360.
Hey, os tiquetes para o Jorge Freire é $370. É de graça.
And for you, Mr. Foreman,
I don't want to go to that concert.
We're not sending you to concert. We're going to issue you a summons to go to court.
I got to go to court.
Yeah, you're going to explain to a judge.
Well, basketball court. É para fazer os Raptors. Toronto Raptors.
But listen.
Now on the way we're Raptors.
Que essa merda, mano.
Did you guys kind of like learn your lesson? Are you guys going to work better tomorrow? How's this going to play out?
I'm going to be here tomorrow.
No? Okay, no. Well. I was kind of hoping.
We'd be back?
This is what I'm going to do for you guys. You know, it's around Christmas time, and I think I'm going to try to do something for you guys. And, you know, I appreciate you guys coming down here, and I know your English. Just explain to them what I'm saying.
Okay,
I appreciate it. And I'm going to give you guys an opportunity here to kind of not get the tickets and learn your lesson another way. Okay, so depending on how you guys answer this question. This is the last one.
Okay.
So depending on how you guys answer this question is going to depend on whether or not I'm going to issue you guys some tickets today.
Tickets, George Ferreira.
Okay. I hope your English is good on this one.
English,
but
20%.
You know what? For you guys, because you guys have made such an effort, and I know your language.
And we've
a little
told too, the truth.
And you guys,
we've never lied.
You guys
we
are
didn't
a bunch of liars.
Off from any of the truth.
Bunch of liars.
The truth, so help me
but
God.
That being said, I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask it in a language hopefully you guys understand.
Mm-hmm.
Vocês são portugueses.
Ei, que esse cara
fala português.
Esse cara é grande sacana. Eu pensava esse cara era indiano.
Eu quero saber.
Ei, que eu estou fedido com esse gajo.
Ai, estás fedido. Espera lá, meu.
Que sacana, mano.
Eu vi logo pelo teu sotaque que tu eras açoriano.
E já viste que é essa barba está continente. Jesus Cristo.
Deixa-me fazer a pergunta.
Ok, vale. Fala. Desculpa lá, amigo.
A pergunta é esta. E depende a maneira que vocês respondam. Depends on how you guys answer this question. I know your Portuguese is not the greatest, but...
Eu não quero problemas, mano. Eu só quero ir ver Jorge Freire. Pergunta.
Vocês são Benfiquistas, Sportingistas, or Portistas? Depending how you answer is going to determine whether or not you get the tickets.
It's a number one. Viva Benfica, bro. Benfica. The number one, the best.
Benfica.
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 Benfica is the best.
Benfica is number one, Canada.
You guys answered that question correctly out of all the questions I asked you.
So because no summons.
Because it's no Christmas, tickets. Guys, I think you guys have learned your lesson. Please make sure you tie off all at all times.
I promise, bro. 100% vai fazer tie off.
Tá de entender?
É, tu a perceber. Oh, now
you're speaking Portuguese.
Eu falo bem português. Tie off, vai fazer tie off. Ainda vi We Are A Champion No More. Ainda vi música no trabalho. Vai fazer tie off. 4-point tie off.
No, tomorrow's going to be Radio Gaga.
Working a hide.
Are you guys sure? Because I don't want to see this anymore.
That's not even true.
Or that. I don't want to see this one anymore.
Precisava de cavar o building e estava a usar calças. Do Taylor Swift.
Okay, já percebe.
Zé, calças do Taylor Swift.
As calças. Okay, and this one, Zemanol, come on, man.
E vi uma rapariga boa na caminho.
So this,
e disse,
can you translate what this guy said?
You understand everything a word he's saying.
Come on,
guys. He was looking at a girl. That's what he was looking at.
Olhando para uma gaja e disse,
and he needs to unhook the harness to look at the girl while she kept on walking around the building.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, all right, all right, boys. Listen.
Number one.
No tickets, no summons.
No, nothing, but make sure you guys tie off and don't let me catch you guys again.
Mimic safety.
Do his brothers have to do
I
the same?
I swear to God, my life, bro.
If I catch his brothers not tied off, they're getting charged.
Diz ele, isso foi meu irmão, é português, isso foi my brother.
Diz ele, eu não entendo o que está
agora. Agora você
diz os teus irmãos, seus apinhados estão fodidos, mano.
Meus irmãos, tu não, eles não podem ir para trás para Canadá.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for watching.
Stay
Thanks,
safe.
Steve, for coming in.
Thank you, bro. I love you guys, man. Good times. Bro, good times, man.
And this make sure
all
you
off
tie
the top
off.
Of our head, guys. This is all off the top of our head. So hope you guys
watch
liked
out
it.
For
Thanks
the
for
Ministry
me.
Of Labor inspectors who were photoshopping
Thanks for
images.
Get out of here.
Thanks your to both
you guys. Love you guys.
No,
man.
For sure, man. Thanks for coming in and
for playing around. That's all. It was all good.
No, hey, it was fun.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Phil. Manny, love you guys, bro.
Thanks, man.
Bless. That's it. We're out of here.
You're listening to Safety Corner, powered by TCL and S1. For workers, by workers. Online and in-person health and safety programs and training available in 10-plus languages. Reach out to them at www.mys1.ca and DM them at my_S1 for more information.